joining me in our studio this morning is Rowan Sandler. He's the head boy, as well as Tali Pantanovitz. Oh, no, I'm definitely pronouncing that wrong. Head girl, Tali, just tell me how to pronounce your name.
Pantanovitz.
You know, it's okay. How many times a day do you correct people with the pronunciation of your surname?
Only sometimes.
All right. Well, Tali's a very sweet person. You know, we did practice before, but I didn't get it. All right. So you guys are head boy and head girl, respectively. Tell us about the vision. Tell us about, because this is really a role of vision. You know, we've spoken to a lot of your committees, and I can see the incredible amount of work that you guys that the various committees do. But I would imagine that it all revolves around the coordination and the vision that you guys have.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the year, we decided to come up with a theme to base our whole year around. Mm-hmm. And the theme that we chose is One Shared Heart, Infinite Possibilities.
One Shared Heart, Infinite Possibilities. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, so basically what it's saying is that we want to bring all our uniqueness together. Every single person is unique.
Right.
And bring it together and make this unbelievable power and make this just like something so incredible.
Well, it's funny because, not funny, it's quite sad, but an SMS from one of our listeners referring to anti-Semitism earlier said that anti-Semitism is a reflection of our relationship with our own brothers. In other words, and that speaks to what your vision is, saying a unified heart, and once we are unified, we can achieve an incredible amount. Rowan?
So the whole point of that theme was to, you know, unify one another just so that, you know, we're always looking at everyone's differences, which is, you know, has caused problems with bullying and stuff like that. So our whole vision is to, you know, unite the school so that we can come together and work together to just better everyone as a whole and not separate with differences. And from that idea, we launched an initiative last week or a few weeks ago for Lashon Hara. And in assembly, we showed, you know, like all the words that we use to.
Well, just explain what Lashon Hara is to some of our listeners who might not know.
Sure. So Lashon Hara is when you use bad language, you know, in a very simple form. But it's everything from gossip to rumors and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you know, it's not only Jew to Jew; it's just in general.
Mm.
So in the assembly, we got people to, you know, enlighten everyone on all these bad things we say to one another and how we can improve on that.
So I must tell you that I don't have any children at King David, but we heard all about this assembly, and it was something that was spoken about, I know, in all different environments. It sounded like such an incredibly powerful event. Please tell us how you did that.
Tell you what, how did you put that together, and what did you actually do for anybody who might not know?
So basically, a whole lot of different students spoke about different aspects of Lashon Hara and how we shame other people and how it's absolutely unacceptable. And the whole point of it was is to actually give everyone a shock and to expose everyone to the terrible realities and how we hope that it would stick throughout the whole year, throughout our lifetime, so everyone will.
So tell us, give us an example of somebody, you know, no names, but somebody would stand up and say.
So, for example, I actually spoke, and I spoke about how when we shame other people and when we put other people down, it's actually coming from our own insecurities, and it's coming from within, and we don't realize it, but we need to be aware of ourselves, and once we're aware of ourselves, we'll be able to actually make a stop to it.
Right, right. And how did you do the shock value? How did you shock people?
So what we did is we actually got teachers and students from the school, you know, from different backgrounds and stuff like that. And what we did was we got them, this is how we, like, shocked them, is we got them to say a derogatory word about them that is so often used in our community, just to, you know, put a face to the words that we use. So that really shocked the students to know.
So if somebody was overweight, for example, what would they have said?
Well, they would have stood up and said, when you call someone fat, you're talking about me.
Right. So it personalized it.
Yeah.
It gave a face
to that person. And in fact, as I said, I heard about this this assembly. It was something that was spoken about outside of the King David environment, which just shows you how powerful it was and how much of an impact it has. And I think that is something incredible that you really obviously focus within this within your King David community. But when you do something as powerful as this, it actually permeates other areas as well, and that is something phenomenal. What are your other goals and missions this year?
So we actually have a big Purim initiative coming up.
Right.
So Purim actually isn't at school, but we are taking a day to celebrate Purim because it's very right. important in the Jewish Absolutely. Calendar. So we're having a carnival to celebrate happiness, fun, and we'll have a big Purim assembly. And everything will just be based around fun and learning and Judaism and Adar. So it will just be about spreading happiness and fun throughout the school and dressing up. And yeah, so we've thought of different themes for each grade to dress up, and it will be a big day.
Sounds awesome. Rowan?
Like today, we had Rosh Chodesh Adar, so this is just one of the things we carry on doing, because, you know, we don't only have, like, big initiatives, there's also right. small stuff we carry on doing. So today, for Rosh Chodesh Adar, we had Ignat, which is a morning shiur. We had people singing on the grass, you guys came and, you know, we had people making balloon animals and just, you know, to spread the joy of Adar and just create more awareness that it is Adar and people, we need to be happy in, yeah, the month of Adar.
Absolutely wonderful. That is Ron and Tali. They are the head boy and head girl of King David Linksfield. Really, really, absolutely inspiring.
Well done and good luck for everything you want to achieve this year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.